Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
You heard Eamon mention in the news, though, the new figures out. About a quarter of Garda stations around Ireland have less Gardaí now than they did back this time last year. Mary is with me on the line in Kerry today. Mary, just first of all, is your area well served by Garda numbers?
I don't know. I don't think so. There's no Garda station in Tarbert by Longford or my van. They're closed.
So where is your closest Garda station? How far away is it from your area?
There's a Garda station in Ballyburnan, but Dundalk is opened, but Listowel will be the nearest.
And roughly how far, Mary, is that from you?
Yes.
How far roughly is Listowel from you, from your home?
About 10 miles from Tarbert.
Okay.
And it would be about 8 far from Ballyburnan.
So if you ring the Garda station or you ring for a guard, if something happens,
yeah,
what's the situation? How long do you typically do people wait?
They could be waiting for a good bit because they could be out on another call. When my kettle was stolen, we rang at 1:10. They came out at 6.
So from 1:10 until 6:00?
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel, Mary? You know, do you feel like you're well served or feel safe?
I suppose you're not safe, but you have to put up with it.
And when you chat to neighbours, how do they feel about it?
They feel about the same.
Yeah. And a number of years ago, I assume, when the stations were opened,
there was 3 guards in Tarbert. There was a sergeant and 2 guards. Same in all the small towns.
And when did they close?
They closed about 15 years ago or whatever.
Okay, so quite a while ago.
A while ago.
Yeah. And I know you've had your own, you know, experience and issues, Mary, and cattle stolen. And I know I spoke to you about that before. But, I mean, you know, typically would you see much of a Garda presence driving around? No.
No.
And even since your incident, Mary?
No.
Nothing? Just if you ring, like if something like that happens where you've cattle stolen or a break-in, then you see the guards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Willie is on the line as well, Mary. Willie's in Waterford. What's the situation in your area, Willie?
Good afternoon. I suppose more the same as your last speaker. I mean, we've had 3 or 4 stations here. If you take a line from Clanwell to Fermoy, there's at least 3 or 4 stations closed or semi-closed. And we'll say if you go back 40 years, those stations will have at least 10 to 12 guards between them full-time. Now there's no one in any one of those stations. And the Garda force has stayed roughly the same or slightly larger. So it seems that the guards have been pulled into the bigger towns or the cities, and the rural areas seem to be left go be damned. But that seems to be the same way with every service in rural Ireland. It's not just the guards.
And do you have access at all to any station, even for a number of hours, Willie?
Actually, you do, but the trouble is you don't know when they're there. You ring up and it's potluck. I mean, if I ring Capoquin, which is the nearest, I'm put through to Dungarvan, which is 17 miles away.
Yeah. And how do people feel about this?
Actually, how do they feel? I suppose, look, people are disappointed, maybe disgusted in that, but, like, what can you do? I mean, the powers that be know about it. I mean, I was at the ICMSA and AGM there before Christmas, and the assistant guard, the commissioner, was there. Speaker after speaker stood up and stated their case, not just in Waterford, but all over the county. I mean, top press are aware of it, but they don't seem to be doing anything about it.
I know you can't have a Garda station and one open 24 hours a day and, you know, every street corner, and I get that, but I suppose it's about looking at the entire catchment and where the closest station is, you know, to the bulk of people or the majority of people.
Yeah, I get that, but I mean, when you close all the rural stations, I mean, surely there should be a case for leaving one open centrally in rural areas that would service a catchment area within 7 or 8 miles each side. That's not the case in this area. You have to go at least 16, 17 miles. And we had a case there, that's 4 or 5 years ago now, where we rang up, and they couldn't come out, they'd no care.
This is your own, at your own place, Willie, it is.
Yeah, well, it's actually neighbours, yeah.
Okay. So, then, no so how long did you wait for them to come out?
They didn't come.
At all?
No.
So what, whatever happened then wasn't investigated or reported then?
Well, it was reported, but no one came out.
Right. Not even from one of the, you know, the larger stations. I know Mary talked about waiting 6 hours for a patrol car to come out in her case, but...
Well, so in this case, they never came out. And that's not isolated. I mean, I've had farmers, you know, all over the country state that at meetings that, like, it's not an isolated case. It happens in a lot of cases where dads ring in with something gone wrong or fellas up to no good or something, and they don't come out.
Even the presence of the guards, you know, out and about in, you know, even in the patrol car, I was asking Mary that, like, do you see that at all in the locality, Willie?
No. I had an incident coming back from a mat there last year where I was rammed by a car. I fell off his head. He decided he didn't like me or something anyway. He decided to ram me. I dialed 99 because I didn't have the number for the station. And I got through to the guard and I got a telling off for ringing it. I was told it wasn't an emergency. After I've been pushed off the road twice.
And was there ever any follow-up with it?
Oh, there was. There was a follow-up on that one, yeah.
Okay.
That was resolved satisfactorily.
Okay. But just at the time, yeah, that was the initial phone call, right?
Yeah, but I mean, to make the phone call, like, I was after being pushed into the dike twice to avoid an accident, and yet when I dialed 999, I got a telling off.
No, it's not, that shouldn't happen, obviously, but texting from a listener here who says, I don't think the Garda numbers should be interpreted in their totality. It'd be trying to differentiate between active frontline Garda members and then those involved in admin work. This listener says, I live in a small rural village, absolutely no need for us to have a Garda station, yet there's 3 Gardaí in the station full time. They're doing nothing in the station all day, says this listener. Jackie's in Tipperary. Jackie, is the station closed in your area?
It is, yeah, in Lura now, which would be a small village, and one time there would be 2 guards there, and now there's no Garda presence there, except for the house next to it where there are 2 guards, which is kind of somewhat reassuring. But the problem is, if you need to get anything signed or that, you have to try and make an appointment with Borsicane, and those guys then are short-staffed, and... Yeah, more than likely you won't be able to, by the time you get there, they were on a call out or whatever, then you have to go to Nina. The same where I live close to Port Tumna, which is a bigger town, and then the station closes at a certain time, then it goes over to Lochray. So, you know, that's another kind of half an hour or whatever from Port Tumna again to get anything done. But like, Andrea, if you go back, I mean, we had 703 stations in Ireland. Now it's down to 500 and something, and 133 of them now are either not being used or being kind of half used.
Well, 133 of them have suffered a drop in the number of Gardaí, but there's also 42 Garda stations in the country that have no permanent guards attached to them.
Yeah, and the big problem, and a couple of your last speaker said there in relation to the admin. A lot of these guys are held up with administration that could be out, and it could be reserve guarded that could be doing this and could have more people on the beat. Because if you remember going way back, we always had a community guard, or there was 1 or 2 guys that would kind of always had an ear to the ground. If there was someone kind of getting into a bit of bother, there'd be a nice, you know, kind of a visit to the house and sit down and have a chat and kind of get it sorted. That's all gone. That community policing is gone. And now there's none of that really, where I thought the old style of policing was really, really good, because you could go to someone, but more than likely that person would have heard, or that guy would have heard of an issue and kind of sorted it out kind of nice and quietly and discreetly. But, you know, that seems to be, that's gone. And another one of your speakers said in relation to this as well, there's a common thread. You close down regional hospitals and suddenly you have a crisis. You close down Garda stations and now we're going to have a crisis on our hands going forward because we don't have the recruitment because the pay is so bad. I mean, why would you risk your life for the pay that you would be coming in on as a new Garda? Same with nurses. It's a common thread running through all this. The whole time seems to be the same issue. And then you're talking about the metro in Dublin. Go back to the 1920s. We had 6,000 kilometres of railway in Ireland. What happened? It was all more or less pulled off and back onto the roads. So it's mistakes are being made the whole time by closing down services.
Would you agree with that, Willie? Like, do you feel that your area has been forgotten about?
Yeah, I would, 100%. Because, I mean, you go back 40 years ago, we had the same size police force, and it was evenly spread all around the country. I mean, we didn't have as much resources as we have now, and yet, like, the country areas, no matter what, whether it's the post offices, the banks, the guard stations, whatever, everything is being pulled from the rural areas.
And is that, do you think that affects, I suppose, as well, Jackie, the feeling of feeling safe, I suppose, in your own home or business or for farmers for around their land then?
Yeah, well, I some kind of would be, say, living close to me would be quite elderly people living on their own. And, like, I mean, they go through a routine of checking their doors, going around to the windows and then having a phone close by the bed or whatever. They're actually afraid because they know that a guard cannot get to them fast enough or due to the fact of lack of numbers and the lack of stations and the fact that there's only a certain amount open around the clock. So people, you know, people are scared.
This listener says, I'm not surprised there's less Gardaí in certain areas. Why would anybody go into it? My husband's a guard and the abuse he gets on a daily basis is incredible. Pat has got in touch to say, couldn't agree more about the community guards. You always knew there was somebody around that you could get in touch with. They're now not living in areas, not local, and you sometimes feel you can't get in touch with community guards as well. This listener says, we dialed 999 about intruders on my land. 2 hours later, one patrol car arrived with one guard. What good was 2 hours later when we were trying to deal with an ongoing situation? Like, that's a story that's replicated actually across many of the texts and emails today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
We're talking about the number of Garda stations around the country that have less Gardaí than they had this time last year, and the number of stations that have no permanent Gardaí attached to them. In fact, there's 42, according to new figures out today. Lots of you getting in touch with us about this. John is on the line. John, do you feel your area has suffered due to a lack of Garda stations and numbers?
Look, I'm exactly the same as the previous two speakers. Like, I live in rural Limerick. There's a lot of people living in fear. Where we are, we're between three different Garda areas, Newcastle West, Limerick and Bruff. And we feel very isolated and alone. What I feel is needed is, like the boys, the other two speakers were saying, the local Garda that lives in the area, that knows what's going on. That's what we're really missing. And we need to nearly go back to the guy that's living in the area, that knows everybody, and like what William said there, have a word with young fella, sort him out, cut it before it gets too serious.
Have you had experience, John, of having to contact the Gardaí, or how long?
We've had over trespass on land and that.
Did you, yeah.
And literally the same as the boys were saying, you'd be waiting, nothing happening. I will give the guards credit. In our area, they have improved.
How long did you have to wait?
those last July, they just never came. But in the last couple of cases now, they've come in fairly pronto. But we have been on to them big time, and it has improved in our area.
Oh, sorry, what do you mean, John, they never came? So you called to you know, report something that had happened?
There was trespassers on our area, giving abuse to the farmers. There was 6 phone calls made to the Gardaí, 2 to local stations, 4 to 999. And they came to the number 6th one 2.5 hours later. But the 5 calls were never answered.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And like, if you're outside in your field and you're accosted by 5 or 6 of these tugs, it's not a nice place to be.
No.
But in our area now, in the defence of the Gardaí, they have improved. But we put a lot of work into to try and get this improvement. But it's deeper than all this. There's old people living alone, and if they ring 999, they need to get someone pronto. You know.
But sure, it's an incredible situation that you're telling us that you've called 999, like other callers did as well,
yeah.
And no car came out.
No car came out from, I think, from about 11:30, and I think it was 3:20 in the afternoon before a car arrived, to the 6th call, which was actually from a private house. And that's just not good enough in our area.
No.
It's not good enough in any area.
No, it's not. It's totally unacceptable.
Yeah.
And
totally
and this happened last July. And
July.
How common is this? I mean, if you've more previous incidents as well.
Oh, there's loads of incidents. Like, there's a gang of trespassers going around hunting hares and up to no good, really.
Mm.
And, they're abusing the farmers. And, like, you know, if you had a private house and you had a back garden and some guys came in and they started disrupting or maybe breaking your garden furniture and you rang 999, you'd expect them to come out. Whereas the farmer, their garden is just a bit bigger. But they also need to be protected. You know, it's just not good enough for if you don't get a... I know it's weird. We're in our area now, we're far enough away from Garda stations. But you need somebody, you need to know there's somebody coming.
Mm.
Yeah, you ought to be quite confident.
Well, you need to have the confidence that when you pick up the phone and you dial 999 and report something that's happened, that at a minimum, somebody will show up.
And we've taken it up with the Gardaí, and we're seemingly getting 2 extra Gardaí to Kilmallock, which is our local town.
Okay, and so things have improved.
Things hopefully are improving.
Yeah.
But like that, you have to be confident that there's somebody coming when you ring.
Absolutely. Fiona's on the line as well, John. Fiona, what's the story in your area?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm just out actually walking my dog, so it might be a bit, it mightn't be a great line.
Okay.
I live in Kilcock. It's a major town. There's about, the last census was about 4,000, but there's about between 6,000 and 7,000. We have a Garda station that opens from 9 till 1 every day, but it doesn't usually happen. If you want to go to a Garda station, you have to go 2 towns over to Leixlip. And if you ring Kilcock Garda station, it actually goes through to the Leixlip Garda station. So you can't even ring the Garda station.
So you can't get through to this station in Kilcock then?
No, because the number, if you look it up online or if you ring it, it rings through to Leixlip, which is 2 towns over. And we're having major issues in Kilcock with kind of gangs and fighting and drugs and all kinds of things. I've rang the police 3 times since the start of December and they've never gotten back to me. One time I was actually verbally abused by a young guy outside the train station. They never rang me back. Nobody's ever gotten back to me about anything. So it's a big problem here. I mean, I can't imagine living down the country in a small town, but we're living in a major town.
And again, it's this thing of ringing to report the you know, whatever's happened and nobody calling you back.
No, nobody calls back. I was verbally abused at 11 o'clock in the day by a young guy, probably on drugs, and I rang quite afraid and everything, and nothing was done about it. There's nothing, you know, people don't ring, they don't ring you back, they're not interested. People are constantly reporting the drug use and the activities in Kilcock, especially at the train station, and nothing happens. They don't respond to anything. But, you know, we don't even have a phone number for our own Garda station. We have a phone number for a Garda station 2 times over.
And yet your station, it is operational, you know, for a certain of number of hours or whatever every day. But there's no number to get through to it.
No, if you ring the number, it goes through to Leixlip. But supposedly it's operational. They're not interested. I've been down about things. I know I'm a therapist working in the town here, so I kind of see everything that's going on.
Yeah,
you know?
You hear it all.
But like I'm living by Kilcock train station, and you know the activities at the train station are frightening. Like at 8, 9 o'clock at night, you can't really go by the train station. But nothing is being done here. There's no police presence in Kilcock. You very rarely see a guard car, and then when you do go up to their allocated time, quite often it's closed.
So there's a sense of fear. Is that too strong?
Yeah, living in the town at the moment, I've had many conversations with, because I see so many people in the town, just over the activities and the gangs of young people, like young men hanging around and being quite abusive. And, there's no guard of presence. Mm. It's a big town. This is not a small country town. We're beside Maynooth. I mean, like, our phone call doesn't even go through to Maynooth. It goes to Leixlip.
Is it worth trying to, go into one of the larger Garda stations and look to make sure it's not your job to do that, I suppose, but even, to get on to some of the local politicians or something about it?
Not really. And, it shouldn't be my job.
No,
but,
it's not. I know.
And I know in Maynooth as well. Maynooth is a huge town. It's a university town. There's no major Garda presence there, and obviously it's not sufficient enough Garda station if they have to send us to Leixlip every time.
So, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure in your own experience, Fiona, though, it was, I'm sure it was frightening when that happened, 11 o'clock in the day.
I had a young guy approach me and verbally abuse me and follow me down my street. And verbally abusing me. This is what's going on in Kilcock. And, just nobody is kind of stepping up and kind of saying it. There should be a full-time 9-to-5 police station with that we don't have to go to Leixlip. If something happens and you call the guards, they have to come from Leixlip.
Well, even whatever about that in the first instance, you'd imagine if you call them that somebody would ring you back.
Yeah, I mean,
no matter where you're calling,
I rang them back to follow up on it.
Yeah.
I just think in general, I don't know if it's that they're under pressure, they don't have the numbers.
It's
not their fault, but, we don't have, you don't feel secure in your town because you don't have that backup of the guards for these problems.
We'll definitely come back to you again, Fiona, on the story in Kilcock. Actually, a couple of people now texting in, funny, since you mentioned that a few moments ago. 53106 is the text line number. Brian is with us as well in Port Laois. Brian, what's the story there?
Good afternoon, Andrea. It's similar. You pick up the local paper every week and there's lots of stories of machinery, livestock, intruders on land down the country, and it's all, you never hear of anyone being caught for it, or the now and again stuff is recovered. But you'll also see all the reports of the Gardaí stopped this car on the M7 and they stopped this Jeep pulling a trailer and they stopped this guy in a tractor and they had no NCT and they hadn't been taxed for 5 years and things like that. There's plenty of that, but the van vandals and the rural raiders and everything else are getting away scot-free.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to lead to a rise in vigilantism, because people will just get fed up eventually that they're ringing the guards. As that man said, they made 6 phone calls and the guards didn't arrive until the next day.
Well, that's 3 different people have said today that they've made calls either to Garda stations, spoke to somebody, or 999 and no response, which I just find extraordinary. I'm actually, it's incredible to think that could be the case, or that is still happening, in this day and age to people. It's an incredible experience to hear. Is there a Garda station in your local area, or are you actually in Port Laois, Brian?
I'm in Port Laois.
You're in the, okay.
Because we're so near the prisons and all, there's a big Garda station. But, at the drop of a hat, we were able to take 16 or 18 specially trained Gardaí out of service to provide security to ministers. Just like that, at the drop of a hat. They're able to come out. They're advanced drivers. They're firearms trained. Mm. And they're immediately taken out of the general service to provide security to ministers. And I mean, you know, where there's a will, there is a way. You know, if they want, you know, they can look after themselves, but the rest of us are left to our own devices. There was a story a long time ago up in Dublin. There was a farmer there. He was a vegetable farmer, plagued with his windows getting broken in the glass houses. No one ever responded. And this time he rang up and he said, "Oh, we've no. It's all right." He says, "I have a shotgun." He says, "Well, geez, within half an hour they arrived mob-handed. Where's the gun? Where's the gun?" But you said you'd no one available.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Yeah. No. I take your point. Brendan is on the line as well. Brendan, why did you get in touch?
I got in touch to just mention the fact that I recently drove from Dublin to Sligo. A lovely sunny day, perfect weather conditions on that fantastically safe road. There were 4 checkpoints for speeding. Middle of the day, very little traffic. I just thought, what a complete and utter waste of, you know, manpower. And they're all sitting in. And now, to be honest, I don't blame the guards for sitting in the car enjoying themselves or listening to the radio, whatever they're doing, as opposed to getting out in the street and patrolling the place. But that's not really their job, is it? Tax collecting.
So you think there's a bit of time wasting? Is that effectively what you're...
No, I wouldn't say it's... I mean, put it this way. If you're a guard and you're offered to go for traffic or else, you know, police sort of the inner cities, which would you go for?
Mm. I have an email from a listener as well who says, "I'm in Donegal with approximately 40 stations. There's only 5 open 24/7. Of the remainder, all are supposed to be open from 10 to 1pm, 5 days a week. These stations are closed but remain on the Garda website, I think, to make things look better," according to this listener today. Interesting text in from this person who says, "I resigned from the Guards 2 years ago after only 5 years of service. My mental health was the reason I left. It's the best decision I've ever made. The job, the government, the majority of the public you unfortunately deal with on a day-to-day basis are just out to get you. It's become a job where you're constantly looking over your shoulder in fear of management. They don't care. And it could also be more evident now with the lack of newcomers and resignations. All the hierarchy care about is the numbers on the spreadsheets and the new procedures being brought in. Therefore, the friendly faces and the guards that will go out of their way to help can't. Because going and having a cup of tea with the elderly woman who lives on her own doesn't look good as management. You know, that doesn't look good to management as one more arrest of a homeless drug user to be added to the stats at the end of the year could potentially be missed." It's an interesting text and the view coming in there from somebody who has now left the Guards. This texter says, "My parents suffered an aggravated assault a number of years ago. The Gardaí arrived, drank tea and had me and my siblings check neighbours to see if they saw anything. They never got back with the initial report. Nothing. Thankfully, though, my parents have never fully recovered," says this listener. Look, some of the stories there today are pretty incredible with regards to ringing stations and not getting a response back. That's certainly the part that I'm pretty shocked to hear about today on that.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.